Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. Excited to have this guest with me today. We were talking before I hit record. This is truly a divine connection. It was totally divinely inspired. So I'm excited for us to chat and have a conversation today. It's Dr. Babalola. She's also known as Dr. Babs. She is a triple board certified family, obesity, and lifestyle medicine physician, an adjunct clinical professor at Morehouse School of Medicine, and the founding CEO of Living at Your Finest Wellness, a holistic direct primary care practice in East Cobb, Marietta, Georgia. She helps families live at their finest well-being using holistic approaches with a healthy lifestyle so families can nourish and flourish as whole, vibrant, and healthy champions. As the main focus, these measures help prevent, treat, and reverse lifestyle-related chronic diseases. Dr. Babs is blessed to be a wife, mother of three, author of an inspirational book, adventure seeker, lover of God, and community builder. Welcome to the show, Dr. Babs.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a honor. Oh my gosh, I've followed your work over the years and I've just been blessed. And I just love what you're doing, you know, faith, community. It's all just what God wants us to do. So thank you. Truly honored to be here.
Yeah, you are so welcome. And I always look when I read people's bio for the things that stand out for me. And what stood out for me was adventure seeker, right? That is actually one of my top values is adventure, having adventure life in life. And I honestly feel like God puts us on a journey of adventure, right? No matter what your life is or who you are, there's some sense of adventure in it, right? We see that. Yeah. So I love that you are an adventure seeker. So what is adventure seeking to you? What why is that so important, or why is that something that stands out in your bio?
Yeah, well, it stands out in my bio because, you know, I go around saying I'm a lifelong learner. So I want to learn. I want to grow. I don't want to be stagnant, because I know when we're stagnant, first of all, that's not what the Lord wants us to do, right? He wants us to grow. He wants to multiply. He wants us to share with each other. And so in that state, I'm growing, you know, I am exploring. I'm not limiting myself, because I know God does not want me to limit myself, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so I love to learn and grow. And for me, whatever that requires, so whether it's in a spiritual journey, learning from everyone, learning from each other, or it's physical, I want to push myself and see how far I can go, right? Yeah. So that's why I call myself an adventure seeker. And it gives me joy, you know, it feeds my soul. So in all those areas, mind, spirit, and body, that's just what keeps me alive. I've had periods where, you know, I'm down and I see what I become and who I am, and I don't like that. So I like the other end. Now, of course, there are periods in our lives where we should be silent, you know, be still and know that I'm God. I have those moments. But overall, within me, I want to be the person that wants to be better than my yesterday. And my competition really is me. I want to grow every day. So that's why I say that I'm an adventure seeker.
Yeah, adventure seeker is definitely all about growth. So I love that you have that in your bio. So as you know, this particular podcast is number one about women, number two, faith, And then, of course, business. So, as a woman of faith in business, you have a certain journey, you have a certain path. Everyone's path and journey is unique to them. And there's always things that we can learn from someone's story. So, I'd love for you to share with the audience, what has your business journey been like? What has it looked like for you to get where you're at right now in the things that you're doing in the world?
Yes, well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to share that. So, when it comes to business, it took a while for me to see myself as a business person. I finished from medical school, decided that I wanted to go into academia, which I've always loved. Like I said, I was a lifelong learner. It was in my genes. My father was a professor. I saw him teach medical students, and so that was apart for me. I always like, as the oldest child, I always want to teach and help people. So I went into academia and I did that for 15 years, a total of 18 years after residency. And it was fun. I enjoyed it. But then there was a longing for to do something else, right? In terms of, educate more. And I felt like I was boxed up in that traditional practice where I was spending 15, 20 minutes with patients and not getting to the root cause of what was going on with my patients. So I was that doctor that was always running behind because I'm spending the extra 10 minutes. And there were great outcomes because my patients would say, "Oh, wow, I had no idea. Once you know better, you do better." So I saw the power in the education. And so I started looking at myself. I said, maybe I'm not just this four corner wall of the clinic. And it took me a while to say that as a doctor, I can be a business partner. But I realized that God wants me to go out and reach, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? So I can serve and earn. So, but the challenge I had was, why will I want to earn? I mean, just serve. But then again, we need to live, right? We need to make a living. And for me to continue to serve, I need to be able to expand. And so I decided that I was going to transition out of the traditional system and open up my own holistic practice where I can actually spend time praying with my patients if that was what they need. If I needed to spend more time, just going over what skills, just whatever it is they need outside of the corner walls of the clinic. And so that's when I decided in 2020 and 20, that's when it started. But I officially ventured out in July of this year, where I opened up my own practice. And so that whole journey has just been God-led completely because I struggled with it. And I said, "God, tell me, give me a sign." I knew I wanted out of the traditional system, but I thought I was going to be hired by somebody else whose plans were aligned with mine, their vision. But all the places that I found wanted me to leave Atlanta, Georgia, and I didn't want to elope. I have three kids that settled here. And times I would kid with them, I said, "Oh, we're all going to move to Alaska. We're going to move somewhere." And they were like, "No, you're going by yourself. That's not happening." So I very quickly knew whatever it was I wanted to do needed to be in Atlanta. And then one day I was just praying. I said, "God, I don't know what. I know the journey is coming to an end. What is my next step?" And the first patient I saw in clinic that morning when I was praying, she said, "Dr. Babalola, I've been with you for 7 years and I don't want to lose you, but I have to move out of Clayton County, Fulton County. Do you have a practice somewhere else?" And that was it. For the first time in my life, didn't argue anymore because they've always asked me that question. Do you have your own practice? And I'll say, "Oh, no. I just come to work, do my work, go home, get a paycheck. That's all I'm capable of doing." And I didn't argue anymore. And that was where the dream, and that was in October. And that was where my journey started. So I hope I kind of summarized that journey.
Yeah, that was.
That business. Yes, let's do this. With God on my side, I can do it, and I can definitely help the community that I'm so passionate about.
Yeah, definitely. God always leads and directs, and as a part of leading and directing is confirmation, right? Hearing for a word from other people that allows you to say, okay, this is actually confirming what I was thinking in my spirit. So obviously I'm being guided in this direction. So I love the parts of your business journey where you talked about, initially you were in academia, right? And academia kind of is very different than the business world because in academia it's all theory, right? And it's about, making sure you make good grades and not making mistakes and not failing, not getting an F. And I find in the real world, in the business world, you need to fail forward, right? So you're going to have lots of failures. You're going to have lots of mistakes as a part of the process. And it's not just theory, it's action. It's taking action and then learning from those results when you take action. So it definitely is a different world to move from academia to the business world. And not only that, but starting your own practice. You know, obviously that took a leap of faith to say, like, oh, I can actually do this. And when I do this for myself, I have the ability to sit with my patients longer, to pray with my patients. I have that freedom, you know, to really truly be myself. Like you said, there's more than the four walls of what you were doing before, and there's more freedom in your own practice. So I love that your journey and your path included those revelations to allow you to be in the place that you are today and the work that you do today. So I love that. So share with the audience a little bit about your faith journey. So everybody becomes a believer in Jesus Christ in different ways. Everyone's path looks different, experience is different. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, what has your faith journey been like?
Yeah, my faith journey has been several, I would just say like several paths, but it started as early as I would say probably when I was in elementary school. And that was because I grew up in a Christian home. You know, my father was an elder in the church. My mom was a chorister. So I grew up singing. And again, I said I'm an adventure seeker. So I wanted to do all the things in church. You know, we grew up in church. It was fun praying, you know, going for Bible school and Sunday school. But we were doing it because that was how we were raised. But I experienced Jesus when I went to college. That was my first encounter. But prior to that, I recall in one of those camps that we would go for when I was in high school, they showed us a movie called, I think it was called Burning Hell, Hellfire. And they showed what would happen to people if they don't make heaven. And I remember that scared the life out of me. I was like, oh my goodness, hellfire, it's really a thing. And I remember that weekend, my sister and I, we were the most behaved, no argumentative, just listening and obedient. But then it didn't last long because we went back to our old ways. But when I went to college, there was a Reviver, and I attended that, and I felt the Holy Spirit come upon me. And so that's why I always say, till today, even with my kids, you have to experience Him, because once you experience Him, nobody can convince you otherwise that God truly is God. And that was what the moment I had when I was in college during the Reviver, and I just really wanted to be more like Him, you know, spend time in the Word of God, you know, minister, because He became. You know, I say I move, I walk in Him, and that really was it. Now, there, of course, with life, you know, situations, there are ups and downs, but my love for Christ has always been there because I know He first loved me, and I've seen Him. My son the other day, just a few days ago, asked, "Have you heard God audibly? How will I know it's God?" And I said, "Well, you got to be receptive, you got to listen, you got to pay attention, and you will know without a shadow of doubt." And he appreciated that I took time to explain it to him. But that's been my faith journey, and it's just been, you know, the fact that I know that He's within me, and He listens, and He loves me, and He's faithful even in my unfaithfulness, and see Him come true in periods of my life. Like my, as I mentioned, my father was in the choir, but my parents did get a divorce, and so that was very, very hard, being the oldest and trying to keep everybody's head above water. I felt God's presence again, saying that He's with me and He's not going to leave us, you know. And so I've seen God come true in so many ways. So that's been my faith journey, and it's been wonderful. Anything that involves faith, I am engaged in it because I know that there's peace.
Yes, definitely. I agree that with that. I always find when I interview people for the podcast, they fall in one of two buckets. One bucket, which I'd say a large percentage of people fall in the bucket of growing up in the church, right? Growing up in the faith, being very active, and then the bucket where people come to faith at a older age, like it wasn't in their household or teenage years because they never grew up. But a large percentage grow fall in the bucket of they grew up in the faith. But the key thing that distinguishes the difference between growing up in the faith is encounters and experiences, knowing God for yourself, knowing Jesus for yourself. So I love that in your faith journey, you had that encounter in at the revival, you know, in your 20s, and that then you experienced God personally, that personal God, not just the, you know, we say this a lot on the podcast, routine or ritual of going to church with your family, It's beyond that. It's beyond that routine and ritual. It really is an encounter and experience and having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I love that that really is exposed in your particular faith journey, knowing that you had to experience God for yourself and encounter God for yourself to have a deeper revelation and relationship with Him. So I love that. So, what made you decide to really combine your faith and your business? You talked before about, when you opened your own practice, you have the freedom and the ability to pray with your patients. But was that something that was an easy decision for you, like saying, I'm going to combine my faith and my business and be open about it on my platform, in my practice? Or was it a hard decision? What did that really look like for you to combine your faith and your business?
Yeah, so just growing up and having with the encounter, I've always known that I needed to share my faith. And maybe because, again, I coming from academia setting, it was always to share. I love to share all the time. Anything I learn, I want to share because they say, you read something, it sticks, but if you share it sticks even more. So I've always had that, nurturing habit of always wanting to share. And so when I was in practice in the traditional setting, I will ask, but I was mindful that 15, 20 minutes was all I had. But I understood that somebody sitting in front of me crying, it's deeper than just the physical, it's a spiritual, right? And I recall once a patient, I walked her to the sitting area and she started crying. But meanwhile, I had like three or four patients waiting. I couldn't just leave, so I would sit. But because I was in a traditional setting, it was like, oh my goodness, do I do this? Do I not? Is somebody's going to watch me? Am I going to get in trouble? But I asked her, I said, can I pray with you? And she said, yes. And I always ask that question. So it was something that I wanted to do. I was just not free enough to do it. So I knew that in my practice, because my faith is really all that I am, and that's what governs all that I do. I wanted it to be a key component. And since it's my practice, I get to say how I run it. Now, I will say that I've had opposition in terms of, well, but if you open a practice and people want to come, but they're not faith-based, are you going to deter them from coming? How is that going to work? Well, the good news is that I've paid attention to what people are doing. People like you, I have great mentors that are open about their faith, because people believe what they believe and nobody stops them from saying what they say. So why should I be ashamed of my gospel, right? So I've seen mentors. I follow, I watch what people are doing. How are they comfortable? How did they get to that place? So I've gotten to the place now that I say it. It's part of, this is why I call it holistic. I say spirit, soul, and body, because there's things that your eyes cannot see that the spiritual world sees. And I understand that because I've lived through it. I've seen where in the physical eye we could not correct the disease, where in the spiritual realm we were able to. And even though I'm a doctor, I understand that God is the greatest healer. So no matter what I do, I still up to today, when I'm going into the practice, wherever I am, even when I before coming, just like I'm so glad that we prayed before we started, but I say, God, use me for your glory. Use me, speak through me, use me. I most times I probably don't know what I'm saying, but you know what that person needs. So I would say it wasn't difficult, but there were periods where I questioned, will people receive it well? Should I, wait? Should I ask? So that's how it's been. And it's a learning process. So every day I just pay attention to what the Lord is telling me to do. And if I feel that it's needed, then I go ahead and I proceed. But my practice is the faith-based practice. And people do understand that even though we do go for a walk together, there's opportunity to pray together as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love that holistic approach when you talk about, especially as a doctor, right? A lot of times, doctors are focusing on the physical, right? So what medication can we give you? What, exercise physically. But as you said, there's a lot going on in the spiritual realm, right? And God is the ultimate healer. So a lot of times it's a spiritual need and not necessarily just a physical need of a medication, right? So being able to minister to the soul, minister to the spirit is so important. And to know that, having a holistic approach and being able to do that for your patients is so important and needed and necessary that you're being used as a vessel, right? You're just a vessel for God to work through you to heal these individuals, not just physically, but spiritually and their soul with this holistic approach. So I love that. It's so needed and necessary, right? That's why it's important for us to step out of traditional ways of doing things, step out of the world's way and really be connected with God's way. And like you said, to not be afraid. Other people are not afraid to speak their truth. So why are we as believers shrinking when we have the ultimate truth? We are connected to the truth. So I loved how you came to that, decision to really connect and combine your faith and your business. So this season, we've been talking a lot about alignment. The theme that God really put on my heart to really ask each guest is about being aligned with God's will and knowing that you're in alignment with God's will. So how do you not know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business in particular? How do you know, okay, this is definitely God's will for my business? What does that look like for you?
So what that looks like for me, it's a question I ask myself daily. I want to make sure that I'm in alignment. Lord, lead me, order my path, right? I say that all the time. Order the steps of my hands, lead my path. I know the word of God is the light onto our path, right? So I spend time in the word of God, whether it's through devotion and speaking constantly with him. I do mention to my kids and people that like to listen that it's not only when you designate a specific time to talk to God, you can talk to him all through the day and be receptive. So that's how I know if I'm in alignment. And I asked him, I said, if it's not going to work, you know it's not your way. Just don't let it work out. Because again, I'm new to this. I am really new. I've only known the traditional practice, just work, get paid. Now I'm the marketing person, I'm the everything, and I'm learning to do it the right way. And I want to do it in a way that will glorify God because I know that's what's going to sustain, it's going to stay open and to glorify God. Ultimately, I want to glorify him. So that's a question I ask all the time, and I tell God to direct my step, put people in my path that would show me the way, that would help me, and that I can help as well. And I just see his direction all the time. I see his leading, just like how I was able to connect with you. That was divine. That was God. There's so many friends that God has put in my life, and I'm like, oh wow, this is amazing. I walk one path and I meet somebody else. We connect. And so that's how I know that I'm in alignment, because I feel the peace, the peace of God that transcends all understanding. I have it. And if there are times where I feel uncomfortable, like I recall the first week I was about to open, I felt so scattered. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I remember my middle child, she was like, I told her, I don't think I'm cut out for this. This is just too much. And she said, well, it's a little bit too late for that now. She told me it was a little bit too late. And so I have, right when you walk into my practice, there's a saying of the day. So she went there and put, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's been there. It hasn't changed. It's supposed to be the say for the week. It's been the same thing for a while. So it was so funny because they were telling me when I wanted to, venture into this. She's like, are you sure you want to do this? You want us to live under the bridge now? Dad is an entrepreneur. You also want to be an entrepreneur? We're going to believe. So I said, well, God is faithful. But that first couple of weeks, I was like, I was questioning if I was just, I moved too fast, but I see God's hand. So that's how I know if I'm aligned with his word. I stay in his presence, worshiping. If I've sinned, I say, God, forgive me, lead me astray. And that's, God is so faithful. He's always there to direct. And so that's how I know. That's how I stay in alignment with what I feel God is calling me to do in my business.
Yeah, I love that. And it's funny that in your bio, you said that you're an adventure seeker, and starting in a business is really a venture, right? It's a venture that is an adventure, which is a faith journey, right? So it all ties together that this really is a faith journey at the end of the day. And it is a venture that you are in partnership with God, which really is an adventure. So I love that, how that ties together with your story. And I love how you know that you're in alignment is number one, it starts with God's word. Devotion is so key by being in his word daily and understanding his word and seeking him. So knowing that you're being led by God through his word and then seeking his guidance and then getting those confirmations on the way, knowing that, okay, this is the right way, this is the path, this is some confirmations as I move through this. And I love that you have the support of your family. Your children are not going to let you turn back now. It's like it's too late. You're not turning back. You're going to stay on this adventure because you are an adventure seeker. So I love that. And I know you've talked about your kids a couple of times, so I'd love for you to share with the audience, how many kids you have, the ages.
Yes. So I have three kids. My oldest is 18, and it's interesting because this year that I chose to adventure out is the same year that she graduated and was going to college. So that was a leap of faith. It's like, so I recall people ask, why are you doing it? Oh, why don't you just wait one more year and let her settle in college? But I said, you know what? God is going to order our steps, and it's going to. And she was so supportive because she's the oldest, and she's heard me say it for a while that I wanted, faith-based practice. So she had heard it for quite a bit. And so to her, she was like, I'm still going to go to college regardless, mom. Whatever mom's plans are. So she's 18 and she's in college and doing well by God's grace. And my second child, who is the one that I mentioned, told me was a little bit too late at this point. She is 15. She is very adventurous as I am, just as I am. And they were all very supportive. They helped me put the practice together. And my youngest is 12, my son. And so the two are girls, and my son, he's 12 years old. So those are I call them my bundles of joy. They're full of activities and they're not afraid to give their own opinion. Yeah, they
Yeah,
ask
definitely.
me every day, how many patients did you have today? And sometimes they laugh if I don't increase it by one number. They go like, okay, well, we're gonna have to increase our prayer. Like,
That's too
okay.
funny. Yeah, but I love how your kids are involved because it's so important for them to see you are an example, right? So for them to see your example of stepping out in faith, taking a leap of faith, so they can have the courage and the strength to do that in their own lives, right? So a lot of times we have to be examples for, our kids, for our nieces and nephews, for the younger generation that, hey, if I can do it, if I can step out on faith and trust and believe that God is going to provide for me no matter how the circumstances look, then you can do it too, right? So it's a living example for your kids. So I love that.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
So every season, I always have two signature questions that I always ask each guest. So it's kind of something that everyone has to answer on this
Okay.
podcast. And it's all about the power of faith and the power of business. So how would you define the power of faith? What would that definition be for you if someone was to say, what is the power of faith? How would you define it for them?
Oh, goodness. Wow. Faith. The scripture says is the evidence of things not seen, and I close my eyes because, it just takes you to what you can't see, but you believe in the power of God. So that is how I define faith, that you just have to believe in the power of God. You might not see it, but you believe in the source, that he's all, omnipotent, omnipresent. And I've felt him so many times. I recall one that I like to refer to in 2010 when I wrote an inspirational book. It was titled, My God, Even in the Last Minute. He came true, and that was just God. Even when I didn't know, I was like, how is it going to happen? It's impossible. It doesn't make any sense, but God showed up, and that's just faith God, even in the last minute, the last second, the last minute. So that's how I define faith. It's just really believing in the source that he is omnipotent, he's omnipresent, and he will come true. And he will do what is best for you, you know, if you believe in him, in his power. And I've seen it in so many, and that's just one example, but I've seen it so many times when I truly believe in him and I take fear out of it. So faith, fear, I take fear out of it. Then I see the power of God.
Absolutely. So it really is not things that you see with your physical eyes, but believing in and trusting in God, that he will come through, and he always does. So I love that that is the definition of the power of faith. So how would you define the power of business?
Power of business. Well, for someone that I say just got into that business mind frame, that's a good one. Power of business. So business, you know, what really helped me get out of that mind frame of business, because I, you know, people that have known me always heard me say I don't have a business bone at all. My younger sister got into business quite early, and I remember telling her to give me her items and I'll sell. I returned it all back to her. I didn't sell one thing. And that was how many years ago? Meanwhile, she sold everything. So what has helped me to get into that mind frame of business is understanding that business is a way of sharing the gift that God has given, right? Somebody needs it. There's a pain point somewhere. I know that I don't hesitate, but I'm always, when I hear somebody's doing a business, because I really applaud, especially women with a family doing that, I'm like, whoa, anything I can do to support. So I had to change that mind frame for myself and see myself as helping somebody. And that's how I see business. So an opportunity to network, to grow, to serve. In all those, you know, abilities and all those channels. So that's the definition I'll say. It's just that opportunity to network and grow on another level. And then the money part of it, I've learned, is just energy. It's a transfer. It's like a thank you gift, which I guess that was my issue, that I was like, oh, I don't want to charge you. I mean, I'm supposed to be doing this, but it's just an exchange. It's like saying thank you. So that's how I would define business, is, you know, just exchange of the energy, but helping and serving at the same time and reaching people, you know, at their places of need.
Yeah, definitely. So business, the power of business really is the ability to just share your giftings. To really reach and help other people, and then you're rewarded for that by monetization, you know, with money. So that really is the power of business. So this has been an amazing conversation. It's always good to learn people's journeys and to hear, you know, their nuggets of faith and nuggets of business knowledge. So this has been really great to learn that about you. If someone wants to connect with you and learn more about the work that you do in the world, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Yes, the best way to connect with me, and I love to connect with people, definitely. I say social connection is one of my PowerPoints. The best way really will be on my website, livingatyourfinest.com. I'm also living at your finest on all social media handles, so whether LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, or my email, which will be drbabs@livingatyourfinest.com. And those are the ways to reach out. So if you just put Living at Your Finest, my YouTube channel, because I have a lot of educational materials will be there, all my podcasts as well. All of them are all geared towards holistic practice, spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah, awesome. So if you have a desire to live at your finest, reach out to her at Living at Your Finest, whether that's email, social media, or her website, just connect with her on those different channels. So thank you so much for being on this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.